Ready?
Let's go.
Welcome to Sealed with a Kiss.
You said that I was your soulmate.
I did? When?
When we were at that bed and breakfast having sex.
You know, that doesn't...
That doesn't what?
Count.
With Ariana and Stacey.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 9 of Sealed with a Kiss. I'm Stacey.
And I'm Ariana.
In last episode, we spoke about staying happy and being positive and just kind of like projecting that happiness to other people. But let's just say tomorrow the world is going to end.
Whoa.
This is what today's episode is about.
Yes.
So, Ariana.
This episode is going to be a little bit different, but it's going to make you think.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes we take tomorrow for granted.
We do.
But what if the world were ending and we only had a few more months to live? What would you do?
You know what? Insert intrigued smiley face, the one with the hand on the
yes.
chin. Insert that smiley face right now.
We're going to go through our list of 4 things. As we're going through ours, I want you guys to think about your list of things that you would want to do.
This is different from what I'm used to. I'm excited. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Sealed with a Kiss.
The inspiration for this episode came from a show I recently watched on Netflix, which was previously on the CW, but now it's on Netflix. So if you want to check it out, it's called No Tomorrow.
I'm going to check it out.
You totally, totally should. It's the perfect romance, comedy, chick flick, but like guys can watch it too. And it's not like too much of a chick flick. And it's a show. There's like, so far there's 1 season, but I think there's like 12 episodes.
Those are the worst kind.
I know.
You get hooked and then it's done.
I know. And I'm not sure if there's going to be a season 2.
See, so, that's like a heartbreaker right there. Like they reel you in and you start watching and then it's just like, that's it. We're done.
I really hope that there is a season 2 because it's so good. I binge watched the whole thing. The show is called No Tomorrow. And a reason why I love it, besides being a comedy and a romance, it makes you think about your choices and how you live your life. And sometimes you do take tomorrow for granted. The main character is Evie. And I would say she's probably like 25. Kind of looks like a Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And
type.
Yeah, she's super tall, blonde curly hair, very pretty. And she kind of just lives her life like day to day. Like she goes to work, she'll go out with her friends. She's not very like outgoing.
Very like, routine-like.
Yes. She's not really down to try like new things. She's just kind of like stuck in that routine. So she meets a guy named Xavier, like Xavier, but with a Z, so Xavier.
Okay.
And he's like this really handsome guy who he has this theory that the world is ending in about 6 months, that a meteor is going to hit the earth.
So he's kind of crazy.
That's what people think, but like he could be right.
That.
So, but that's like a whole part of the show. And she's really torn. Like, do I believe him? Is he crazy? But I really like him.
Oh, my
so
Lord.
So what he has is an apocalypse. So he has a list of like 30 things he wants to do.
Wait, AKA a bucket list.
Yeah. So he has this list and he encourages Evie to make one. So then she becomes really like adventurous.
Okay.
And just doing all these crazy things. And it's just like this awesome, awesome thing going on between the two of them. And it's so cute. Oh my gosh. And I'm not going to like ruin the end for you guys. You guys should totally check it out. See if the world really does end. What happens between them.
What's so funny is like, you already know how I am. Like once I fall for somebody, I fall hard. Mm-hmm. And you really don't like see like the flags or do you just see that person? So it's funny because this guy may be like a complete nut, but the fact that she likes him so much, she's not going to like realize that. But he does have some good points where like I think everyone should have a bucket list. Like mm-hmm. you should have things you want to accomplish before you expire.
I have
nice
to make
way.
A bucket list.
Yeah, I have one. I haven't really crossed anything out on it, but I definitely have one. So I encourage everyone that's listening to make a bucket list.
Yeah, I really should. Like you're inspiring me to do that.
And it can be small things like try a new food, go to a new place. It doesn't have to be anything crazy.
And like on their list, they had like small things. Like one of her things that was awesome was she wanted to put tinfoil in the microwave and see what happened.
Oh.
So like it's just really cute. It's really funny.
I'm excited about it. I'm not really a chick flick kind of girl, but I love comedies. Does the comedy kind of like balance
it's equal,
out?
Yeah, for sure. Like I told everybody I know to go watch this show. My brother was watching it, I told my mom to watch it. It's like 10 out of 10.
Do you and Phil watch it together?
We watched a couple episodes, but I was so into it that I was like, I'm finishing it. And he was like, that's
that
fine.
That is so messed up, Ariana.
He was okay with it.
You're listening to Sealed with a Kiss.
So Stacey and I came up with our own apocalypse / list of things we'd like to do if the world was about to end. And we are going to share with you guys.
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Okay. So my things are really like simple, but like crazy at the same time.
Okay.
So I never learned how to swim. My mom used to go to LaGuardia College or University. It's just some college out here. And while she was in class, she used to put me in like, it wasn't really a daycare, but she was good friends with the lifeguard on duty. And he'd have me like on the shallow side of the pool with like a little platform. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking I'm tall enough to reach the bottom, but I was still holding to the side. So one day I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk around. Not walk around, but I'm going to like go onto the other side where everyone else was at and, you know, see what's up. So I go over there.
Did you have floaties or no?
I didn't have any floaties. I went to the deepest side. I didn't know it was the deepest side, but I went to the other side of the pool. Let go of the side, and the only thing I remember is me on the side of like the pool and him over me, like, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So How old were you?
I was young, like, I don't even know, 6, 7. Aww. And I've never learned to swim after that. So the first thing on my bucket list, or my, what is it called? Apocalypse would be to learn how to swim, because I want to like deep sea dive and swim with sharks. And
wow,
like,
you are brave.
I think it's so cool to like see these weird looking fish that are at the bottom of the ocean. So I kind of want to go as deep as I can and see these weird looking like fish and like coral reefs, mm-hmm. and look for the Titanic. Like just cool stuff like that I want to do. Okay, the next thing I want to do is learn to do a backflip, but I want to do it like Simone Biles kind of way, like the multiple backflips, boom.
Okay, like on land, right?
Yeah, land.
Okay.
Like, you know, oh yeah, of course. I don't have to do it on the little platform thing. Mm-hmm. What is that called? Balance beam?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's
a little too fancy.
Yeah.
The third thing, I want to skydive from a plane.
Ooh, I was going to put that on my list, but I'm so scared of that. I'm like, do I want to do that? Well, but I think that's a good one. That's really cool.
I basically want to do things that if I die, it's okay. The world's going to an end. So
that was
my
thought process too, but I'm like, I'm still really scared.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to do is just like tightrope like across a waterfall or something.
That's awesome.
Something that's like crazy.
You are adventurous.
Girl, I want to have my blood pumping.
Wow.
Things that I'm scared to do because I'll, like, God forbid, die. I'm going to do it if I know the world's going to end. Like, why not?
Wow. That's inspiring.
So what's on your list?
Okay, mine are not that adventurous compared to that. But my first one is that I would really want to travel. And my top three places would be Hawaii, Greece, and London. And then maybe live there. Like in each of those places for a little bit. I just think it would be really cool.
Well, how much time would you spend there? Because remember, you have a few months.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe like a month in each place.
So you just want to go out like, yeah, you know.
I just want to explore and like see. Like Hawaii is so beautiful.
You know what? We can go together because I want to go inside of like a volcano.
Oh, wow.
Like I want to like do everything.
Yeah, Hawaii is like my number one place right now. And then Greece and London.
You know, one of my good friends is from Greece. And the water is
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like see-through blue. Like you can see your foot in the water. Mm,
I would just never want to come back to New York, like ever. Yeah. My second thing is I would want to write a book.
I can see you doing that.
I'm not exactly sure what I would write about. You know, I haven't thought that far, but probably something like motivating and like inspiring. And it's like you feel good after you read it.
Like a self-help book.
Yeah, maybe something like that. My third thing is learn to surf. Which totally
That's
goes hand in hand with Hawaii.
One. You know what? We just need to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I think learning to surf would be so cool. My number four is something not really about myself, because I feel like if the first three are about myself, I feel like if the world is ending, the least I could do is help somebody. So my number four is help someone in need and give them something they've always wanted.
Oh my God, I like that.
So it could be anything that anybody's
That's so
always
good.
Wanted. If I can make someone happy, that's pretty cool.
That I love that last one. That I didn't even think I was so selfish with my list.
No, I think because it's like if the world is ending, like, you know, you have a lot of things you want to do. I think it's okay.
Have you seen the movie Last Holiday with Queen Latifah?
I think I've seen it. I'm not sure.
So basically she went to the doctor and she's like, she had a routine life like Evie. And she went to the doctor and the doctor told her like, hey, miss, you have this rare form. I think it was cancer or something. You're not going to make it through the week. So,
wow.
And she was just like, you know what? If I'm not going to make it, she had like all this money saved. She went to like some country. She was like spending money like a big wig. She was hanging out with the rich people. Some guy that she liked. She did everything she wanted to do to be happy. Come to find out, she didn't have like the cancer or anything. I think he kind of confused her charge to somebody else's.
Oh my gosh.
But like she lived her last few days like it was her last and she was just so happy.
I just really like the whole like bucket list thing and this show because it just makes you think differently about your everyday life. You're like, oh, this is so boring. But then like go out and do something.
Yeah, switch it up.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go to Hawaii and learn to surf and then write a book, but you could just do things that make your life more interesting and like you look forward to it and you're a little more adventurous. Mm-hmm. Like I'm down for that.
And you know what, too? I feel like this is also good because people usually do new things in the beginning of the year for, like, their resolutions.
Yeah.
Do that for your bucket list. If you always wanted to learn how to do a backflip, why wait for January? Do it now.
Sealed with a kiss.
Okay, now I have another question and something to make you think even harder.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay. If there were a one-way spaceship to go to another planet,
okay,
would you choose to stay on Earth and finish your last days here? Or would you take the spaceship to another planet and live there?
Oh, by myself? Is, like, my family coming?
I don't know. What if you didn't know?
Sheesh. I'm not going to lie. A piece of me wants to go to the other planet. But I feel like I'd want to spend my last days with my dad and my fancy, my sister. So I'm kind of torn. Like, do we all get the option of going, or is it?
I don't know.
If I was by myself and I had no family to think about, I would definitely take the spaceship ride to another planet. Like, that's amazing. That's so cool.
But what if that planet isn't developed? Would you still go?
But if the Earth is going to be gone tomorrow, it makes no difference.
Good point.
Yeah.
You could, like, grow your own crops and stuff if there's water and sunlight.
That's actually a good question.
Like, I just watched The Martian and I just had a thought. I'm like, he was the only one on that planet, but he barely survived.
Oh my God, I can be alone? If I'm going to be alone, I'm staying. Because, I mean, I don't want to be alone with aliens. And you know what it's like going to, like, a new school by yourself. You can make friends, but imagine going to a new school in a new country where nobody knows, like, I can't.
Or you could start a whole new planet. Like, you could, it could be called Stacy's Planet.
But it'll be just me because I have no one to reproduce with.
Okay, so that's a good point. You got to take a man with you.
So Drake, no, I'm joking. Well, how about you? Like, what are you going to do?
It's easier to ask the question than to answer it.
So many, like,
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. But if this spaceship ride is just for, like, one human and I'm going by myself, like, no one else.
You and Drake.
Okay, me and Drake, I'd probably go. But, yeah, like, I wouldn't want to leave my family behind either.
If you could take, like, 10 people, I'd definitely go.
Yeah, as long as I'm not alone.
Yeah.
This is a lot to consider.
It's a lot. It's a hard question.
It is.
It's heavy.
Swapped Couple of the Week.
Okay, Stacey, so who is our Swapped Couple of the Week?
My favorite segment, our featured Swapped Couple, is Evie and Xavier from No Tomorrow.
We just had to because, like, it's fitting. Just fitting.
Yeah. You know, so wait, what does he look like? I know you said she's like Taylor Swift.
So he's, like, tall. I think he's Australian in the show.
Ooh, so accent.
Mm-hmm. And he has, like, a scruffy beard, dark hair.
You know what? He sounds perfect.
Wears a beanie.
Does he have muscles?
I think so, yeah.
12-pack?
I'm not sure if they show that. But he's a romantic, so.
What else do you need? You know what? Swapped couple. I'm for
that. Right? If the world was ending.
She's set. He may be a little loony, but he looks good.
Well, you gotta watch the show happens.
From what you told me, he sounds a little loony.
You gotta watch the show.
Would you date Xavier?
I mean, I got my man.
Okay, see, that was a, you know, good answer. And as usual, we can't close an episode without shouting out the most awesome squad in the world.
Yeah.
Our social squad.
Follow us on Instagram at SWAK Podcast and tweet us at SWAK Podcast and let us know if you've watched No Tomorrow and what would be on your apocalypse list. Thank you so much for listening and we will catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Sealed with a Kiss.